Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
From the studios at WFAN, this is Mike's On, Francesa on the Fan on this Thursday, the 24th day of May. Beautiful day out there as we head towards Memorial Day weekend. For a lot of people, it starts today, tomorrow. In the old days, tomorrow would be one of the busiest, if not the busiest, be one of the two busiest days of the year for us in terms of travel. The other would be the third Wednesday before Thanksgiving, which now really begins on Tuesday. Same thing with Memorial Day weekend. A lot of it begins today. A lot of people don't work on the Friday. It's half a day for a lot of people. So that rush hour or that weekend begins for a lot of people right now. Looks like the beginning of the weekend is going to be good. Looks like the back half of the weekend is kind of shaky. So we'll see what happens. And shaky is the word. Now, I know we'll get back on the NFL sometime here today because right now there's no way around that. And if you start on it, you're going to be on it all day because it's that kind of hot button issue where you have people completely entrenched and you know what it's, you know, it's another one of these issues. And this is what we have now all the time in this country. We never have any meeting of the minds. It's either you're wrong and I'm right or I'm right and you're wrong. It's never anything in between. Never. So that's another one of these issues. We'll get back to that. But let me begin with a little baseball. First, let me tell you who's coming up today. We have the new Ranger head coach, David Quinn, will join us at 4:30. Aaron Boone at 5. Yankees and the Mets have the day off after what was not a pretty baseball evening, to say this. I mean, the Mets don't have a day off. I mean, the Yankees have a day off. The Mets are in action this evening. I forgot that's right. They're playing. Yankees have a day off. Mets don't. They have a game this evening. So they're playing 4 in Milwaukee to start. So Yankees have a day off. They'll open the series with the Angels. We won't see Otani. A lot of people wanted to see Otani, but, I don't think they want Otani giving up a bunch of home runs at Yankee Stadium, so he's not going to pitch there. We'll get to that in a little while. But last night, the Yankee loss isn't pretty. You're going to have days like that. You're going to, things are going to happen. You're going to blow leads. You're going to have a game like that. You can live with it. The Yankees have been in a terrific run. They get to come home. Texas is funny. Even when they're bad, it is not a great place for them. It never has been historically. You're amazed at some of the numbers they're putting up offensively. Torres has become just, otherworldly with what he's doing. But, you're going to have days. CeCe's going to have moments like that. And that pen, they're trying to get guys to step up and be different pitchers. But, they're short guys in that pen. I mean, they really are. And there's some guys who haven't been good of late. And there's guys who have been pushed into roles that aren't perfect for them. You're extending guys. And in those situations, sometimes things pop, and it did last night, and they wind up blowing what for them is a game that you think, hey, once that game is, 4-0, you're thinking, hey, we're in good shape. Instead, they wind up with a loss. That's fine. You can live with it. It's not a big deal. The trip's over. You move on. You get ready for what will be a big week of baseball with the Angels, followed by the Astros coming to Yankee Stadium. For the Mets, this is just a loss that is to the soul of play. There's no other way to say it. To have DeGrom, who, wasn't brilliant, but doesn't have to be to shut down that lineup. He can shut it down when he doesn't have great stuff. When he doesn't have a full arsenal, he can still put up 4 hits and no runs and strike out 8 over 7 innings. And then to have that game just come tumbling down the way they did. There's two things that are just intolerable about last night's loss. Number one is obviously the fact that, you know, you can't go in the bullpen and win the game. You can't get three outs. You can't, you know, you just can't get it done. I mean, and the second part, though, which is more a big picture issue, because listen, everybody's closer is going to have a night where he doesn't do the job. It happens. It's just when it happens, when you're about to leave town, when you're about to go on a tough trip, when the schedule is going to get much tougher, you would have liked to get that game, and you also don't want to ever waste these performances by your two big pitchers. But the biggest story for them is, and the thing that worries you more is, as they get ready to play better competition, as they get ready to go on the road this evening, they are so anemic offensively at times. You know, 2 runs and 10 hits over 2 games at home, both losses to the Marlins is unacceptable. Not only that, it is a harbinger of very, very scary things to come when you have that happen like that in that ballpark, and that's all you can muster, and you look at that and say, hey, what do we have right now to offer? And what you have to offer in that lineup right now is not much. Is not much. Two runs and 10 hits over 2 games. And even playing a team like that, you are not going to beat anybody with those numbers. So to have this end up the way it did, to lose the back 2 games, and to have that hit to the solar plexus that you took in the 9th inning last night makes it very tough as you get ready to embark on a very, very tough, you know, slate of games that are coming up for the Mets. You know, going to Milwaukee, which is a team that, you know, I picked them as an over this year. I thought they were a team that's going to be a lot better. And I don't love that team, but I still thought they would have a good year. They're having a good year. They're playing well of late. And then, of course, Atlanta, including a double dip day-night on Memorial Day. No days off starting this evening with Mats on the mound. Begin the 4 games in Milwaukee and then right to Atlanta. A tough, tough time coming off a brutal, brutal loss. And again, if you're the Mets, you have to maximize the DeGrom and Syndergaard performances. You must. You can't throw those back. And I understand, listen, I understand everybody's closer is going to have those nights. Nobody is immune from that. But it came at the wrong time. Absolutely the wrong moment. Not that there's a right moment for that kind of game. There's not. But it just, when you leave in town, it hurts. It really hurts. And it makes it a little scary, because right now, off the 2 losses, you know, you're presented with the same thing. The record is not bad. This division has been an unbelievable surprise to everybody in baseball. Everybody thought this division was insanely weak. Everyone thought Miami was going to lose 110 games. Everybody thought that Washington was going to win 90-plus games. Everybody thought that Atlanta and Philly were still a year away. I thought Philly would be improved enough that I took them as an over this year, but I did not expect Atlanta to have arrived the way they have ahead of schedule. And now, with Atlanta and Philly playing the way they are, and look at the fact that the Mets are still where they are in the division, 3 games over .500, and even realize that Miami has not played that badly. I mean, to be winning, you know, 39% of their games is a lot more than anybody would have expected. They've been far more competitive and more dangerous than anybody thought they would be. And now you look at it and say, hey, the Mets are 24-21, which is, you know, not something that you're going to be that worried about if things were right. But this team feels like it's so much worse than that record. And I understand the start of the season helped. And, you know, the old adage is you are what you are. And you are what your record says you are. But the bottom line is, I just get the feeling that there's not a lot of good days ahead unless they get either some real turnarounds in the guys that are healthy, or get some people healthy fast and get this, you know, really moved in the right direction. And that only takes you through part of the problems, because the back of the rotation is a big problem. The overall depth of the bullpen, last night aside, is a big problem. and the anemic, and I mean, you can underline anemic lineup continues to just underwhelm everybody as they get ready for this trip. So it really, that game last night could not have come at a worse time. We have Yankee tickets to give away. As we said, we'll be joined by Aaron Boone and the new Ranger coach, David Quinn. We'll get to everything else. We'll get to the NFL, which I know everyone wants to talk about. We'll get to that, too, and we'll get it all rolling right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.